Now, modern electronics is getting smaller and more capable all the time, and all sorts of cool new sensors and communication systems being developed to sense chemicals, forces, and communicate them back to a base station. But you still have to power these systems. And chemical batteries have a limited life and also get much less efficient as they get smaller. Now, one obvious really high-density form of energy is from radioactive decay. This stores at least 100 times more energy in the same amount of stuff. But the problem is getting the energy out of it. Now, various spacecraft generate energy from heat produced by radioactive decay. This is inefficient, particularly if you're somewhere which is very, very hot. It doesn't scale down, being very, very small. Now, another approach is to use the radiation directly to stimulate a structure like a solar cell, which will produce electricity in the same way as it would do with light. Essentially, it normally takes in energy from light and that knocks off an electron off a piece of silicon atom, and then that goes around the circuit. You can do the same thing with radioactive decay. And it can be scaled down very small. The problem is that all this radiation tends to damage the crystal structure, and conventional semiconductors are very, very susceptible to damage to their structure, and they stop working. It gets less and less efficient. Now, researchers at the University of Missouri may have come up with a way around this. Use a semiconductor which isn't set crystalline in the first place and is in fact liquid.
How on earth does that work?
Normal semiconductors are very, very dependent on the crystal structure, and it just happens that selenium will semiconduct perfectly happily any orientation, even as a liquid, any sort of orientation of crystals. And this means that if radiation hits the atoms, they get displaced, but there's no crystal there in the first place.
So what do? You warm the selenium up so it stays as a liquid rather than being in a solid form?
Yeah, I think they're running it quite warm. So it was liquefied, and I think it probably also started off amorphous. It didn't have a crystal structure in the first place, so it would be less damaged anyway, even if it was cool.
Wow, so the radiation that you've mixed with it would come in, basically shove energy into the selenium. This would then be tapped off and would run a circuit.
Run around a circuit.
And because there was no fixed crystal arrangement to get knocked off kilter by the energy from the radiation, it should be impervious to that effect.
Yeah, it doesn't affect it. It will get damaged, the atoms will get moved around, but it doesn't care because it was a random structure to start with.
When do we think we might see this on the production line?
Well, at the moment they've made a battery which is smaller than a 2p coin. It's not very powerful, it only produces about 16 nanowatts, but the efficiency is about 1.2%, and it doesn't degrade over time. And they reckon it's early days and it should get a lot more powerful. You're never going to be plugging them into a stereo system, but for very specialist sort of sensors and things, you might see it in a few years' time.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Dave.